Hello and welcome back to Proactive New York. Joining me right now is John Arbuthnot, CEO at Delta 9 Cannabis. John, good to see you. How are you today?
Christine, I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Of course. John, exciting news. You have your 2020 year-end results out today. Record net revenue here. Give us an overview of what you achieved here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, results really reflecting growth across all of our business segments. $52 million in top line revenue for the full year. That was up 64% year over year, just from a consolidated net income or a net revenue perspective. Our retail revenues this year increased by 110% to $32.2 million this year. Our wholesale business was up a further 24% to $11.8 million. And our business to business segment, sales of infrastructure and cannabis growing equipment, was up 38% to $8.6 million this year. So very positive results against all of our main business segments. This trickled down into a gross profit of $17.8 million that was up over 100% year over year in terms of gross profit. Gross profitability improved by several basis points over the previous year. So the company's not only producing more revenue, but also significantly more gross profit from these business segments. And the company's now reached the inflection point to profitability. The company posted positive adjusted EBITDA of $3.8 million for the full year, the first full year of positive adjusted EBITDA for the corporation, and also $1.5 million in cash flow from operations. So it makes us one of the few Canadian cannabis operators to be producing a full year of positive adjusted EBITDA and positive cash flow from operations, and a very strong fourth quarter as well, record quarterly revenues for the fourth quarter last year, a little over $14 million, and positive adjusted EBITDA of $1.9 million for the fourth quarter last year. So very positive year, full year, year over year results, very positive fourth quarter results as well.
Yeah, clearly some great metrics here. So in terms of those businesses, your retail, wholesale, and B2B sides of the business, what is your growth strategy for the next maybe 2 years?
So Delta 9, I mean, we opened 2020 with four operating retail stores. We closed the year out with nine. We're now at 11 operating stores. We plan on having up to 20 operating retail stores by the end of this year. The strategy is really a balance of organic store growth, as well as mergers and acquisitions on the retail side of the business. So continuing to grow the retail store chain, which obviously gives us access to the end cannabis consumers, pushing sales direct to the end consumers, very valuable data and analytics, and it allows us to effectively market our products that we produce on the production and wholesale end direct to the end consumers. So I think very valuable strategy in terms of that vertically integrated growth strategy in the Canadian marketplace here. On our production and wholesale business, we're continuing to roll out new products. We're continuing to maximize the utility of our assets. We've seen huge efficiencies as we've scaled our operations. We're at over 8,000 kilos per year of cannabis production, so over 8 tons of cannabis per year right now. And we were able to see huge efficiencies as we scaled operations, down now to 67 cents per gram and very large gross margins from our cannabis wholesale business. So continuing to ramp on the cultivation, wholesale and product distribution side of the business. And our B2B segment, again, I mentioned sales of infrastructure and equipment. I think we've seen positive growth in 2020. Our focus now is shifting actually from the Canadian market, where we have built out dozens of cultivation facilities for third parties, now into the US and other growth markets. We are prohibited from plant touching activities currently in the United States due to the federal prohibition of cannabis, but we can sell infrastructure. We can provide consulting services towards facility design and build out, really using our turnkey cultivation infrastructure that's been tried, tested, and proven here in Canada. So, you know, really three major or main business verticals that we participate in. Again, all of those, I think, are poised for further growth into 2021.
Well, just piggybacking off of what you said about the U.S., here in New York, we've just legalized adult use recreational cannabis. So what kind of regulatory shifts do you anticipate in the U.S. and Canada that might impact the cannabis industry going forward?
Yeah, so the U.S. market, obviously, you know, the most significant growth opportunity globally for cannabis, all eyeballs on the U.S. right now. And, you know, with the Biden administration, the current administration coming in last fall, there seems to be a strong mandate towards federal legalization over the next 4 years. You know, in terms of New York, I mean, we've continued to see the chips falling in terms of state by state legalization. Now, well over a dozen states legal for recreational purposes, dozens more legal for medical purposes. I think we're seeing very strong momentum in terms of the legislative and regulatory shift and opening up of cannabis laws. You know, I think will be a pivotal point in terms of federal legalization, now allowing for a growth trajectory that, you know, that will follow, I think, similar to the Canadian market, where we see really exponential growth once you open up and allow for massive investment and expansion of cultivation, processing, distribution, and retail assets.
So in terms of competition itself, how do you think that you're shaping up to your Canadian peers at the moment?
You know, we've really tried to take an incremental growth approach, you know, and build a sustainably profitable business. We've gone from $7 million in top line revenues in 2018 to $32 million in 2019 to $52 million last year. I think, you know, very solid growth trajectory in terms of top line revenue. And now having reached that inflection point to positive adjusted EBITDA and profitability, that's really what sets us apart against our Canadian peers. There's no secret that there have been large losses at a number of our larger competitors who really undertook a growth for growth's sake type strategy. Again, our more incremental growth approach means that our business has been right-sized and we're now profitable. And a profitable business has a lot of opportunity to continue to grow. So I think very important milestone that investors should look to in terms of positioning us against our Canadian peers is that profitability metric.
Well, John, big congrats again on the year. Good to see you. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you very much for having me.